Welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and in today's installment, I am joined by two St. Cloud State University students who are on the verge of graduating and taking everything that they've learned at St. Cloud State out into the world. What makes this an untold story is that St. Cloud State University, and the rest of the city of St. Cloud for that matter, have had a profound effect on these two women, and this atmosphere of academia and opportunity points to one of the subtle yet most important contributions that St. Cloud makes to the rest of the world. You see, they're international students, and I'm sure anyone who's paid attention to the news knows there's a little bit of a controversy right now with refugees, immigrants, green cards, student visas, and anything border-related. We're going from a time of the way things were to a time of apparent uncertainty. So maybe now is the time to take a look at what our local culture of international inclusion and education has been able to accomplish before it all becomes history.
Okay, so how about we just start off and you both can introduce yourselves. What are you doing here at St. Cloud State?
Oh, my name is Nedere Ugochukwu. I'm originally from Nigeria. Yes, I'm from Imo State in Nigeria. Yes. I'm actually a PSCO student at St. Cloud State University. This is my second year and my final semester. After this, I'm looking at different colleges, probably in Texas, maybe Minnesota, maybe St. Cloud State.
Grad school, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Wherever it takes me.
Okay, so my name is Oluwatobi Oluwagbemi. I'm also from Nigeria, and I came to St. Cloud State in fall of 2014. And I came here to study international relations and affairs. And in my 3 years of being here, I added women's studies because I got passionate about women's issues and women's rights. And since I'm a woman, I'm like, I can as well get involved in that. And I got introduced to Chimamanda Adichie. She's a Nigerian writer. And so I'm like, oh, I like her work. I want to be like her in future. She's my role model. I want to also work on feminism in Nigeria. So that's my second major.
Yeah, that's one of those things. You know, you come to college and then you start realizing, hey, I'm interested in this or something.
Definitely.
So, as your experience in, you know, St. Cloud has developed, what are some of these things that, have stuck with you, have kind of defined, you know, your experience here?
Okay, so I've learned a lot here in St. Cloud. When I was coming to college, I didn't know anything about myself. I just knew that my name is Toby and I like to write. And I didn't really know myself a lot, but here I've had the opportunity to really reflect on myself, on who I want to be in future, my future goals, and so many things. Like, I started to say that, okay, I'm good at writing. I contribute to the University Chronicle. I want to work on my leadership skills. I want to be a diplomat in future. And so I've joined different organizations. I've started my own organization, the No Society, and I'm the president/founder. And I've gotten involved in so many different organizations, and I've joined leadership programs. I was part of the JUGAD leadership program. And so I've really been involved in different things. I've gone to conferences in Washington. I've done a lot of things, and I think it's just a big privilege to have been able to come to St. Cloud State because I've gotten to do so much, attend Model Arab League, and just I'm also going to Model UN this. So it's just a lot. I've really found myself. I found the real Oluwatobi. And I also write for another college blog called The Odyssey. So I realized myself here. I found myself, the true Oluwatobi here in St. Cloud. And I'm just forever grateful to St. Cloud State for the opportunity.
Well, do you think that that would have been something that you would have been able to do if you hadn't come here?
No, because I've done research on other universities here in the U.S. and I feel like the opportunities in St. Cloud are like rare to St. Cloud. So they're rare in a way that if I'd gone to another university, maybe I would have achieved a bit, but not as much as I was able to do here in St. Cloud. And so I always say thank God that I came here. Like, and I found here by coincidence. I was just on Google searching schools in Nigeria and I found St. Cloud. I'm like, well, let me try.
Yeah, look into it a little bit. You're like, oh.
Yes, I didn't check the weather. I didn't know the weather was going to be like.
I don't think they advertise that.
Oh, no.
So.
No.
But in the summer is beautiful, so yes. You get to figure that out. Well, how about you?
Well, for me, I've always been someone who's been interested in a lot of things. And, you know, it's hard to decide on one particular major when you get to university because, you know, I've always loved reading. I've always loved sciences. I've loved arts to an extent, like music, everything. So I still find it a bit difficult to narrow down exactly what I want to do, but I know I will pursue something in medicine. You know, it's something very prestigious. It's something, you know, very good. It helps people around the world, and that's something I wish to do. Still being in high school and being able to experience college beforehand is a really, really amazing experience for me because it opened my eyes to what it really is. Because, you know, in high school, you think college is going to be stress, it's reading, it's all this, but it's actually opening you to lots of different kinds of people. You get to make new friends, get to have so many opportunities, join so many organizations, and it really exposes you to the world. And I think it's a really wonderful experience.
So what are some of your other influences that, you know, you've run into around here, maybe before you came here, that, well, maybe, you know, led you here and then, or also are directing, you know, your path?
In terms of influences or things that I just find very important to have on campus are these organizations like the African Student Organization or the Nigerian Student Organization. Those are like two things that I find very valuable because they allow people from similar backgrounds to meet and interact in ways that otherwise, you know, you just be on campus, go home, you know, you wouldn't really want to interact with people on campus. So those are two things that I find very important here.
Before I came here, I knew a bit about Adichie because we read a book, Half of a Yellow Sun, in high school. And so, but I didn't really know much about her. But when I came here and I started my women's studies classes, that's when I started to go in depth more about her. And then I saw her videos online. She had a TED Talk, We Should All Be Feminists. And then she had another talk. And so I just got very interested in her feminism. She's very interesting. And I like her speeches. I like how she adds humor to her speech to make it very interesting. But before I came here, my mom has always been my role model because she's such a strong woman. And when I came here, I started to get to know more about Michelle Obama and all those powerful women around the world. And I'm like, oh, I want to be an influencer one day. I want someone to look up to me and say, oh, this person is my inspiration. Just like Michelle Obama is my inspiration. Chimamanda Adichie is my inspiration too.
So through the JUGAD program, yes. You know, that's a new program. Yes. Maybe you could touch on how that affected, you know, your time here in St. Cloud as well.
Yes. So I actually found the program by coincidence. I can't remember. I think I just saw a pamphlet somewhere. I'm like, oh, let me just look at this. And then I later applied and I got interviewed and accepted. I was so excited about it. I'm like, wow, I'm really doing a lot here in St. Cloud. And it's such a beautiful experience because, like I said, I'm an international student. So if I wasn't here in the US, I wouldn't be having these opportunities. And so I got to meet so many amazing leaders. And during the start of ceremony, someone came and I'm trying to remember her name. I think I have the paper here. So I always carry the JUGAD thing around me. It's just...
Yeah, you've kept all your paperwork while you're looking for that, I'll just kind of make a note because you've got extensive notes.
Yes.
I
love to write. I'm a writer. I want to be an author in future, so I always carry notes around me. So her name is Mary Thomas. She's the chief operating officer of the Spartanburg County Foundation. Mm. Spartanburg. So she came and shared such an interesting story of how she had to overcome so many obstacles to get there. And I wish she didn't give up. Like she just had such an amazing story. Like, and after I went to go and talk to her, like, you're such a big role model and such a big inspiration to women of color especially. So I was really impressed. And she told me that she had a lot of challenges because of her color. And so I was just really impressed with her. Like such a powerful woman.
Yeah, because if you think about other communities you go into, it's just like, well, that doesn't really exist. Yes. This is more like, hey, this is how the town works. Yes. That is definitely pretty neat.
And then the mayor took him for some of the events. So I was really like, it's so nice to be able to meet the mayor. Because in Nigeria, I never met someone like that. I never met anybody in Nigeria.
Nice.
Anybody important, yeah.
Let's talk about some recent events because this is something that these are things that are going to affect you. And it's definitely a very deep debate going on in this country. People with different opinions, and then not just on immigration itself or not just refugees themselves. It's the whole process. And then those opinions seem to be clashing a little bit as we've seen with protests and, the news, basically. It is a tricky thing to discuss, but how have current events had an effect on your lives?
The current events, Minnesota is a state that is I believe is the most populated Somali community.
Yep.
And the fact that he's waging this, I don't know if it's a war or if it's, I don't know what to call it really, but against Muslims.
Campaign against
Muslims. And he even included Somali in the countries that he would ban in this 90-day, travel.
Yeah,
ban.
Or 120-day.
I don't know how he expects, people to react, because he says that people agree with his campaign, yet there are people in front of the White House, in front of all these Washington memorials, protesting against what you have.
Or at the airports.
Exactly. Everywhere. Around the whole world, in fact. And he is still supporting his campaign. I don't understand what logic he's using.
Well, yeah, it seems to be that there's a lot of confusion, because according to the administration, it is not a ban on Muslims, or it's not even a ban. It's but they keep changing exactly how they're expressing the whole thing. And I think that's what's really led to a bunch of the fear and confusion, because, they're saying it's for safety and we have to keep the bad folk out. And nonetheless, there's a, 2-year multi-step vetting process that I'm sure that you are both very familiar with. It's not just, somebody just doesn't hop on a plane and show up here and they're not just here, so there is something that's already in place, but yet they feel that there needs to be more. And, that's where the confusion comes from. And you were talking earlier about how when you graduate, your family might not be able to come and see you graduate. What other kind of concrete strange things are happening because of what just happened?
I think, my major is international relations and affairs, and I'm supposed to be keeping up with the news, but because I've been so busy with school and everything, I've not been keeping up. So I don't really know how much impact that may have on people from my country being able to come, but I'm not sure if my family will be able to come here for my graduation, which is okay. I know it's affecting a lot of people, because on Facebook I keep seeing people saying, this is affecting my family member, this is affecting, this is personal, this is not just affecting other people, it's affecting us here, and it's personal, it's a personal story. And so, I can put myself in their shoes. I know how it feels when you're expecting that for someone to come and they're not going to be able to come because of something that's happened. So I understand. And Representative Uma is really talking about it. She had an event last week about it, saying people should come and talk about it and know their rights and know where they can find help, get to know the law and lawyers and so many things. And like I said, it's affecting me too, because I don't know if it's going to affect my family being able to come here. But I just think that anybody who is a leader needs to be able to just look at things from two sides of the table. You can't just say, this is what I feel like doing, this is what I need to do. I need to look at it from another point and say, okay, let me look at it from these people's points. And so I just feel like it's important to listen to the people who are under you so that you know how they feel. But maybe it's because it's not affecting them personally. Maybe that's why they do things like that, because people don't do things to affect themselves negatively. So
you're in tune to 88.1 FM KVSC and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. Today I'm talking with SCSU students Nedere Oguchukwu and Uluwatobe Ulawagwimi. And we're discussing the interrelation and education that international students have been getting at St. Cloud State University and how they mix and mingle within the city of St. Cloud itself. And we're also discussing how recent changes in immigration policy and procedures could have an impact upon their lives. But as we get back into the conversation, we're going to talk about what they've learned about leadership and how they're going to be carrying that well into their futures, and how what they've learned in St. Cloud will be affecting communities all the way around the world. What do you look to be doing with those leadership skills, and what do you look to bring to whatever
you know, community that you develop, not just, you know, whatever job you have, but, you know, what would you like to be able to do and, you know, point back to? What are some of your goals that are out there?
Well, with the new age of social media, I think it's important for going forward for children, you know, teenagers, adolescents, adults, to develop a sense of healthy skepticism of everything they encounter, because nowadays everything is on the internet. You know, society is being influenced and being basically changed through the internet. So it is important to always look at things that you see, things that you hear, and always be skeptical of it, because you have to have a sense of going forward and trying to investigate and find out what is true and what is not true. That's your responsibility. I mean, you may run into different things, but you still have the responsibility of knowing the facts and educating yourself on what is real and what's not. So that's one important thing that I believe that we have to do for this social media era. And children are really easily influenced nowadays. You know, all these challenges you see on social media, you know, the ice bucket challenge, the, you know, the, what is it called? Where you freeze.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The mannequin challenge.
Yeah, the mannequin challenge. They're so easy to be influenced by their peers. So it is important to also know who you hang with, like who you hang around, know who was influencing you, and have good role models. That's two important things, I believe.
In future, like I said, I want to be a diplomat, so I want to represent Nigeria in an international organization. So I have to work for Nigeria later in life, maybe after grad school or something, or before grad school. But I'm still trying to figure out if I want to go to grad school immediately or if I want to take a break or something like that. So I'm still thinking about it. I'm talking to my mentors about it. So I look to get a job. What I bring to the table, I bring in my international perspective. I bring in diverse ideas. I bring in my diversity. So my goals, whatever job I get, I want to be a good leader. I want to be a listener. I want to know that I embody all the skills and the qualities that a good leader has. One of them is listening. You have to listen to those who are around you. You can't just make decisions and say, take it and go. You have to listen for feedback. Or do they like the decisions you've made? Or do they have problems with it so that we can work on it and come to compromise? I always believe in compromise, because when you had the two sides of the table, you look at what this person is saying, what this person is saying, and you had it together, you come to a better decision. And so I want to be a good leader. That's why I look up to the likes of Michelle Obama to look at leadership. What does a true leader look like? I want to be a good mentor. I believe that when we've gotten to a point where we've learned a lot, we should be able to impact others with our learning. Michelle Obama talks about opening doors. Like when you have a lot of opportunities, being able to open the doors for other people to also be able to come in. So I want to be a good mentor to other people. Just like Ines Aji is my mentor, I want to mentor other people so that they can learn from me what I've learned. I want to be able to make a positive difference by being an advocate. I want to also be an advocate in future for people who cannot advocate for themselves, those who cannot afford a lawyer. I want to be able to advocate for those people, to give them the resources that they need to achieve their goals. I want to start a foundation for girls in Africa to be able to get an education. I want to do this particular foundation just to be able to help girls in Africa generally, not just in Nigeria. And also in Nigeria in particular, I want to be able to have a girls' academy just like Oprah Winfrey, so that girls can have education. Because there are some parts of Nigeria that they believe that girls should not be educated. They believe that it's not the role of a girl to or a woman to be educated or to achieve high goals. They believe that women should just have their on roles as a wife and a mother and things like that. But I want us to really look at it in a better way, to say, okay, this woman doesn't just have to be one thing. She can be a lot of things at the same time. Just like me, I'm able to get my education here, which is a privilege. So, and that's what Adichie talks about, just being able to do more than just being a wife or just being a mother, just being a cook, being able to do all those things and also get a job. So to me, I feel like that is important. And also, I just want to help people in future. I want to be able to help people, because when you know that I believe that when you know that you've helped someone make their day a better day, I believe that you've just achieved your goal. When you're able to help other people, put a smile on their face, just do something small that can brighten their day, just being able to live a good life in general.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Just that subtle little smile on somebody's face. Mm-hmm. Just change. It echoes. It echoes for the rest of their day.
Yes.
You know, you encounter somebody. If you have to deal with them, do you make them frown? Well, that's going to keep going too. Yes. You make them smile? Well, that's going to go. And now you made that choice and then you're going to go in two different directions. Yes. Yeah. The whole world changes just with one little thing. Yeah.
I have a lot of advice, but I'll try and shorten it.
Yeah.
One thing I've been hearing from people a lot is congratulations. I just like that word. Like, you're graduating, congrats. I'm like, when I first came, it was welcome. Now it's congratulations. So, yeah. I have a lot of advice. I don't know. My brain is just full of advice.
Yeah, go for it.
Do you understand?
Mine is a lot.
So, okay, the first advice I want to give students is to take classes very seriously. Some people skip classes. They're like, oh, we're tired. Our class is 8 in the morning. It's stressful. I'm like, take classes very seriously. Because you get to learn a lot. You can just be in a class and then they say something, you're like, oh, this is what I want to do in future. Mm-hmm. And that particular class could even be something that can really, like, maybe in future that you're having a discussion and then you remember something that was said in that class and then you bring it up. And so I just think it's important to take classes seriously. No matter how stressful, how early the class is, always take classes seriously and take good notes and ask questions. That sometimes people feel like if I ask a question in class, people sound stupid. That doesn't really matter. What people say doesn't really matter. It's what you think and believe in that matters. So asking questions in class is very important. Yes, and in classes, you're going to say something.
Oh, yeah. I've taught before. I teach English and everything. Okay. And when people ask questions, I'm like, listen, I don't know what you don't know.
Yes.
The only way I get to know what you know is by you asking me a question. Yes. So you would think that'd be self-evident, but no, not really.
I've had a situation where I asked a question and people laughed in class, but I'm like, it doesn't really matter. I just know that I want to learn something. Yes. And then you can... I think it's also important to form study groups because you can make friends from that. Yeah. People are very shy. Like when I first came, I was so shy. And my professors were like, you know what, talk to someone, try and make a study group. Because I didn't understand all these things. I didn't understand, like, my classes. I was from another country. I was like, so I need to understand these things. I need to do my homework. I need to settle down in school. And so I had to ask other people to help me. Like, I don't understand this. And so I was able to form study groups and in the process also make friends. So it's important that when you don't know something, you're not too shy to really ask other people to be able to help you, because that's how we'll learn in life. We'll learn from other people. Okay. And then ask questions from professors. So after class, if there's something you still don't understand or you don't want to ask in class, you can go to their office hours. That's why they have office hours for us to come and ask questions and talk to them. So it's important that we make good use of our professors' office hours to ask questions from them. And that thing is also joining organizations is very important, because you can get so many opportunities that you didn't even know about, and you can build your leadership skills and you can build a very good resume, something that can make you outstanding for graduation. So it's important that people join organizations, and you can meet so many beautiful people from other places, other parts of the world. The world is such a big place that when you meet someone from another part, you're like, oh, you learn something new, you learn a new language, they introduce you to their food, and you're like, oh, I want to visit this country, it's very interesting. So it's important that you join organizations. And also try new things. College, to me, is a time where you explore, where you experiment. You try new things and say, okay, I've never done this before. I want to go skydiving. I want to go and do something I've never done before. And so it's important that we try new things. And also, just explore Minnesota. Like, I've not had the opportunity to really explore Minnesota. I've not had the time, and I don't have the resources to. But for others who have the resources, I would really encourage them, for them to explore Minnesota, explore the state. If possible, travel to another state. Just take a bus and go to another city or something. It's just very interesting because we learn and we gain so much from, you know, being outdoors. And also reading the school newspaper is very important. I'm a contributor for the newspaper, and it's important to read it because you learn, because research shows that the more you read, the longer you live. And I'm like, okay, I need to start reading more right now. So I live longer. I think it's important
that
we read and know what is going on campus, because being a St. Cloud State student is not just going to class. It's know what is going on campus, what is affecting other students, and we get to know that by reading the newspaper. And also, it's important to have a mentor. I've had a lot of mentors here. My professors have really been very helpful to me, and they've helped me go to sponsor me to these conferences, because when they write recommendation letters for me and they send it there, they're like, oh, so, okay, she's a good student. She can come for this conference and she doesn't have to pay. So I've been able to go for several conferences because my professors have written recommendation letters for me. So it's important to have a mentor, someone that can mentor you, someone in your field, someone in your department that can be your mentor. And so it's also important to think of the future. So I know a lot of freshmen here say they don't know what major they want to be in, which is okay, because I knew before I came here I wanted to go into international relations and affairs. And so for those who don't know, it's important to explore different things. It's important to not just come into college saying, oh, I want to study this chemistry and I'm going to be a chemistry major. Just know that, okay, I like sociology. Should I try this? Social work, should I try this? Or should I try like women's studies? Just trying different majors and seeing what you want to do. Because if you're going to be doing a job for the rest of your life, you want to enjoy it. You don't want to be a job, being a job because just because of the money or something. You want to do something you enjoy. That's what I believe. That's how to live a good life. And also using resources. There are so many resources here in St. Cloud State that I feel like students don't really use very well because they don't know about it. Like CAPS, Red Place, health services. It's important to use those resources because that's why they're there, to help us. So it's important to use resources like that to help with stress, because college students get stressed so easily. Like so many classes, yeah. And they get burned out. Like I've been burned out a lot because I take so many classes. I take 8 credits a month. It's just a lot. So it's important that we know of those resources to help us with stress. And I think the last advice I want to give is to go out for events. Go to Artwood After Dark. When you see an event on campus, just look into it and go. And most of them are fun and they're free. So going to those events and having fun, because this is college, it's important to have fun because we're already going through a lot of stress. So just enjoying college is very important, and reflecting at the end of college. Because now I'm taking time to reflect on my 3 years of being here. Like, wow, these are the things I've accomplished. These are the things I need to do better in future. So it's important to just reflect at the end.
I would suggest gathering some money, gathering a friend with a car, and going to Duluth. It's a pretty neat town. It's not that far away. And then you could even keep going up the North Shore if you want, all the way up to Grand Marais. It's about another 2-3 hours past. But it's beautiful. And it definitely gives you that Minnesota.
Yes.
You can say, I've seen Minnesota, that kind of thing. And they have skydiving in Duluth.
Oh, God, that would be so nice. I'd like to try that.
I have had multiple friends who have done this. I haven't done it yet. I would like to. Yes. I haven't gotten around to it.
Oh, yes. But, I have so many goals. And I have so many
goals. You're shaking your head like, why are you giving her ideas?
I'm afraid of heights.
We've been keeping this from her.
You're afraid of heights, too? Oh, God. I can't.
I remember when I first came, there was this thing we went for. I don't know what it's called. We went to this park. You know the things that, like roller coasters, where they do it, like it's up. That you keep rolling around. And then it just, I almost passed out. I was like, God, this is so, so scary. This is scary.
Yeah.
So
I think a lot of what you said boils down to something that people have been teaching me for a while, especially since I began college, is that college is a time to make connections, to make friends, because that's how the world works. Mm. I mean, I think I heard a statistic that said 50% of people got their jobs through connections that they had. It's not just, oh, I went to school, I did this. It's also, I know this person. You know, you never know what your friends are going to grow up to become. Mm-hmm. They may be studying writing now and they could become the world best-selling author. You never know. So it's important to always participate in events, like you said, to always go out for organizations, to make new friends, to meet new people, especially people from around the world, because the world is changing. It's becoming a world community now, you know, like we were saying before. So that is one of the most central things. And also take your classes very seriously, because I've seen some people who started out not knowing what they were doing. They just took classes just to take them. Mm-hmm. And they're here on their 5th, 6th, 7th year of university, and they're spending how much money? You know, it's important. I mean, I understand not knowing where you're going, so you're just trying out new things, but don't just take classes just to be like, oh, I got this done, you know, and wasting money that way. And it's also important to have to be in close contact with your professors, because they are there to help you. You know, they can help you in so many ways. They can recommend things for you. They can recommend other professors for you. They can write letters of recommendation. They can even help you find your own job. You never know. So it's important to always look at things in college, not as, oh, this is so much work, this is so much stress. It's also, this is a good learning experience for you. You know, you never know what could come up in the future. So it's important to take everything and enjoy every moment of it.
Oh, right on. Well, thanks for stopping in and chatting today.
Yeah, thank you. It was so fun.
And we've been talking with Neri Ogujigu and Watobe Ulawagweme here on the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota about what they've learned while at St. Cloud State and what they're going to be taking to wherever they go after this. Because the city of St. Cloud plays many roles within the world as a whole, and quality education and an understanding of that world as a whole is one of the most important ones.
This has been Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota is made possible through support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Has been produced at KVSC, a proud member of AMPRS, Diverse Radio for Minnesota's Communities.